The large room we now see displays a wide variety of artistic works that have characterised the Saints industry for over 100 years. We want to make a special mention of pieces such as the bust of the President Mathieu, the modernist calendar holder of the tobacco brand Cigarillas Paris, and the magnificent anatomical figure that displays the inside of the human body in detail. Here, it's worth taking time to take in and see various objects while we explain their secrets to you. Most of these diverse pieces were made during the turbulent times of the Republic and the Civil War, in a time where the production of religious images could not be developed to supply the internal market, as the conflict with the Catholic hierarchy was quite explicit, so the workshops of a lot opted to include various complementary business strategies. One of them was to produce an abundance of saints for the international market, especially for America, a proposal that was well received by the authorities as it generated a welcome flow of currencies. Another way out of the historical situation was to diversify production and open up new areas of business, to supply educational material for natural science classes for primary and secondary schools. The production of toy dolls that imitated porcelain ones, but at a more affordable price. Decorative pieces with Rococo compositions very similar to those that would later in the 1950s become popular with the luxury ceramic pieces made by the Yadro company. And as a final proposal, busts of politicians of the day who enjoyed special popularity among the general public. If they had spent decades making images of Saint Teresa and the Sacred Heart of Jesus at the workshops of the city, it wasn't so difficult to redirect their work and start making images of the licentious Madame du Barry or the anarchist leader Buenaventura Durruti, and many years later of Che Guevara and JF Kennedy. Take particular note of the sculptor of Saint Joseph, which is the work of the artist from a lot, Albert Rosser, made with painted wood pulp. This piece, made in the 1960s, shows the intention, in the wake of the Second Vatican Council, to develop a very different aesthetic to that of the Saint Sulpice, which had consolidated a lot for nearly a century. After the Second Vatican Council promoted sincere religiousness, freed from the exaggerated workshop of images, which was a blow for the workshops of the city, some artists, such as Rosser, had to research new artistic models that were more realistic and closer to the new social and religious sensibilities of the time. The initiative was a failure. The Allot workshop's customers wanted the traditional saints they had been used to.